Good morning. We want to thank the Lord for another day that He has made. And because of that, we can rejoice and be glad in the Lord today. I want to welcome you to another day and another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I am your host. I am Dr. Victoria Haddad, the First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. Lord, thank you for another day. God has been good to us so we can trust Him and believe that He's able to do abundantly above all that we could even ask or think of today. Our scripture will be taken from Exodus 15, verse 2. And it reads, "The Lord is my strength." Hallelujah, Jesus. "And my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will praise Him, my Father God. And I will exalt Him." Today you can make it personal. You can tell God how much you love and care for Him, because He's your strength and our defense. You can talk to the Lord a little bit today. So we're going to pray and give Him thanks for making that relationship that we have seen that God have made with us is better than all other relationships that we could ever have. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you for another day. I want to thank you for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to praise you. I want to thank you for all that you have done for us, for giving us the strength to believe that you are a good God, a holy God, and a righteous God. Father, you reminded us today that you, our Lord, is our strength and our defense. God, thank you for being our strength. Sometimes we get weak and weary and need strength, and God, thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you, Lord God, for uplifting us, encouraging us, motivating us so we can become the people of God you're destined for us to become. Not only are you our strength, God, but you reminded us today that you are also our defense. God, we can do more. We can experience more in you than we can experience in ourselves, God, because you have done so much for us. God, for giving us the strength this day, the strength to pray, the strength to believe that God, hallelujah, nothing is impossible for you. And so we thank you, Lord, for being our strength. Thank you for being our defense, to be the one that stood by us, standing by us, protecting us, keeping us safe from danger seen and unseen, keeping us safe for things that can go wrong in our life, being there for providing for us, protecting us, Lord Jesus, helping us even on every areas of our life, God, making ways for us we never thought possible, blessing us in ways we never even thought possible, loving us in ways we never thought possible, showing your glory unto us, God, because you are God who care about us, Father Jesus, that we even care about ourselves. And so, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for being our strength and our defense. But that was not all, God. You reminded us today that you have become our salvation. You are our salvation. If we just serve you, if we surrender to you, oh God, if we become the people of God that you destined for us to become, then we will experience the salvation of God. We'll see the greatness of God. We'll see that God is our salvation. And the thing that you can do for us individually and for each and every church and for each and every one who are calling upon you, God, all the members of the church, all the pastors, all the bishop, all the evangelists, everyone who are in their titles, God, oh God, everyone who are calling on you, everyone who are working for you, God, you can show your salvation to each and every one of us if we keep on praying, keep on trusting you, keep on believing you, keep on, God, growing in you, not doubting you, not giving up, but experiencing and understanding that God is our strength and our defense and become our salvation. But God, you didn't stop there. Because of the love you have for us, you keep on blessing us. You are a God And because of that, Lord Jesus, we can praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being a God. We thank you for being a Savior. We thank you for being a Redeemer. We thank you for being a Holy One. We thank you for not giving up on us, Lord, but to continue to remind us that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is in God is at a place where you can't intervene because you are God. You are able to do everything we could ever ask or think of. You can do more for us than we ever even think of because you are Lord, you are God, you are Savior, you are Redeemer, and God, all we have to do is exalt you. Lord, we thank you because, God, we can exalt you and praise you for looking beyond our fault and seeing our need, for reminding us that you are God of strength, reminding us that you, God, have not given up on us, so we don't have to give up on you. You can still strengthen us, God. Encourage us, motivate us, and uplift us into becoming more like you. God, thank you for reminding us that you are our defense. You can intervene in our life even when it's not perfect. You can intervene in our life and give us a breakthrough that we never thought possible. You can do for us, God, more than we can even do for ourselves. Thank you for reminding us, God. God, that you are our defense. You are, hallelujah, Jesus, our way maker. You are, hallelujah, our problem solver. Thank you for reminding us of the power of God in our life, Lord Jesus, that we don't give up on you, get discouraged and weary. But help us, God, take us back, like the songwriter did, to the place, God, where we first received you. Take us back to that place, God, where we surrender to you so your will can be done in our life. God, take us back to that place, God, where we don't give up on you, but we go stronger in you because you have been a good God. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us, God, because you are our salvation. You are our God. And because of that, God, as we go through this day, help us to give you thanks, remembering that you are a refuge and you are strength. You are present help in time of trouble. You can keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen. Help us, God, to remember you as we go through this day and praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You deserve all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Everything belongs to you because you are God who never fails. You are our Father. You are our God. You are our Redeemer. You're the Holy One, and nothing is impossible for that. And because of that, God, help us to exalt you. Help us to give you thanks, give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for reminding us of your power, your strength, your anointing, your salvation, your defense in our life, your refuge, God. Thank you for reminding us. And help us, Lord, never to stop trusting you, never to stop having faith in you, never to give up on you, but to believe you and take you at your word, because you are wonderful and you are showing us how great things you have done. Like the songwriter said, you have shown us a great thing. And God, today we can let others know that you have been there for us. Oh, hallelujah. Even when we feel weak and discouraged, you have never let us down, never dissatisfied us. We just got to keep on strengthening you, and you will heal us, deliver us, and break us into the people of God we're destined to become. So we thank you. Hallelujah. I want to pray for everyone who are listening to this podcast. Lord, help them all to have a great day, and help them all to trust and depend upon you because you are a good God. And I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. And we'll pray again another day. Have a great day. And remember that God is our strength, our defense, and our salvation. So we can praise him as we go through the remainder of this day and give him thanks and exalt him. Have a great day. And we'll pray again soon. Bye-bye.